though we are still fundamentally learning the sugya of Berachas HaMitzvah, but before the mitzvah as well as after the mitzvah, we get a little bit on a sidetrack this week at the end of the shiur, trying to understand a very cryptic Ramah about Berachas HaShechita, where the Ramah said, when you have a unique situation where you can't make the bracha beforehand because the animal is a suffix treifa, the lays bray have no choice, and therefore you make the bracha afterwards. So we spent a lot of time trying to understand. You always make brachas after the mitzvah b'di'eved. Is this different because you couldn't make the bracha beforehand? That was the brachas part that we focused on. At the very end of the shiur, before we get back to the brachas, very end of the shiur, so we made an observation about this Ramah, and Ramah's quoting from Rishayim, from Rezeruah, that if you would know for a fact that this animal is a treifa, you cannot recite a bracha on the animal. You cannot make a brachas hashchita on the animal. Even if you don't know for sure, it's only a suffix, whether it's a treifa, you can't, there's a suffix brachas. It's clear from the Rezeruah, clear from the Ramah, that brachas hashchita is not appropriate for a shchita's treifa, which left us somewhat concerned with that observation. Because l'chora, when I shecht an animal that's a treifa, the shechita is good. There's nothing wrong with the shechita. The shechita is 100% kshera. There's a tangential issa, there's a nisim and a chutz that I'm not allowed to eat this animal because it has a hole in the stomach, hole in its heart, hole in its lungs. What is that for the shechita? The shechita itself is kshera. And proof positive that the shechita is kshera is that the shechita is metaver de nevela. If I shecht an animal with a hole in its stomach, so it's not tamei tumas nevela. So if the shechita works vis-a-vis l'tara midei nevela, the shechita works that tira b'achila as well. The fact that I can't eat it is tangential, but it doesn't impact on the shechita proper, and therefore, why can't you make a bracha? Shechita shalom tzadzor ala shechita. So I won't eat the meat, big deal. Like, what would be wrong if I make a bracha ala shechita and throw the meat into the garbage? So what? The shechita was kshera, I was yaitzit the mitzvah zavachat, I was yaitzit the mitzvah zashechita, so the shechita is good. I can't eat it. So what's the problem? So at the very end of this year, we pointed out a Rambam, a very, very difficult Rambam, in Hilchos Avos HaTumos, where the Rambam has the following Chiddush Gadol, the following suggestion. Rambam suggests that the Mishnah that says in Chulin that if a goy shechts an animal, it's Tamei HaTumos Nevela, it's Asa B'Yachiva, it's Tamei HaTumos Nevela, the works. Says the Rambam, Yeroa Li, that tumah is only a derabbana dikatumah. It's not really deraisa. Min haTorah, shechitas goy is good latar midei nevela, but it's no good latir b'achiva. So it's also min haTorah dina. Nobody is saying, even the Rambam would never say that shechitas akob is kosher min haTorah. No, psula min haTorah, you cannot eat it with deraisa. But you want to know, is it mitar midei nevela? Is it mitami mishum tumah nevela? The answer is no, at least min haTorah. So the Rambam, when he created that category for us at the very end of the shiur last week, he challenged himself and he said, where do we have such a precedent? Hechamatzidah workers are such as a chiddush that a shechita works for some things but doesn't work for other things. Min haTorah, it's a bizarre concept. The Rambam says, not so bizarre. Treifa. Shechita's treifa is still also b'achila, yet it's b'tar midei nevela. Oh, it's like the Rambam, just as by shechita's treifa, we have a precedent that we could split the shechita. Shechita works for tumah, but doesn't work for achila. With the name shechita zakon, could be that it works for tumah, not that it works for achila. That was the Rambam's divi. That was the Rambam's comparison. But the very, very, very end of the shiur this week, we pointed out. Wait a second. What's the comparison? Shechita's treifa. The shechita is good legamre. Even legamre is for achila, it's good. Even legamre latir b'mishum mevela, it's good. I can't eat it for bazunda reed for a separate, distinct, tangential reason. So how does that impact, how does that indicate anything about Shechitas Akom? Shechitas Akom is a chisard in the Shechita Gufa. How can the Rambam split hairs? How can the Rambam walk this tightrope and say that there's a type of a Shechita that works for it doesn't work for Yachiva? Heichem Atzidu Devar Kazeh Shechitas Kreif, it's possibly not true. Shechitas Treifa is a good Shechita Lagamri, even Lagami Yachiva. It's just a Bazundar answer, it's a separate distinctness. So that kash in Ram and Hilchos Avos HaTumos bothered Reb Chaim at the ripe old age of 13. So by his bar mitzvah, Reb Chaim was reading this Rambam and Hilchos Avos HaTumos. It couldn't make sense of this Rambam. So Reb Chaim at Gezocht Yisrael in the Rambam is also, you see from this Rambam that we misunderstood what Shechitas Treifa is. When we say that Shechitas Treifa is Betame de Nevela, but it's still also the Achila, it's not pshat that the Shechitas Sheva Lagamrim. It's the exact opposite of what we would have thought. You see, Klof in this Rambam's Moshe, this Rambam's Dimyon, that Shechitas Treifa, it's felt in the Shechita. It's a chisor in the Shechita. Even the Gabi, the Yisra Achila, the Shechita's not Ma'atir Lagamrim. Why is that? What does Treifas have to do with Nevela? Very simple, says Reb Chaim. What does Nevela mean? Nevela means an animal died without a Shechita. If I take a knife and I cut the simon of a dead animal, that's not called Shechita. I cut it, it's a beautiful Maisa Shechita, but the animal's dead already. Shechita can't be Treifas, an animal that's already dead. Because the whole goal of Shechita, that has to be the Misa Behema. The Parashah from Shechita is, that was Dimsel of Moshe Rabbeinu, that the death of the animal has to come about through a kosher Shechita, that is the only way you're letting it meet. Neveva means that the total and complete death of the animal already occurred prior to the Shechita. And therefore Shechita can't be Teifes, can't be Chal, can't take effect on a dead animal. You know what Treifa means? Treifa means the animal's almost dead. Treifa means the animal's partially dead. The animal's walking around with a hole in its head, walking around with a hole in its stomach, walking around with a hole in its heart, its lungs. So it's treifa nechaya. It's already considered to be a shtikl dead. It's not chai legamre. It's not chai 100%. And therefore, shchita can't be teifes on an animal that's not 100% nechayim. Since the animal's already mixed, it's already 1 foot out the door. It's already 1 foot into the grave. So the shechita that's been done on it is not the vehicle that is killing the animal. The animal's already 3% dead. And therefore the shechita is not b'shlemusa. And therefore the animal blight in isser b'chisar of shechita. So the isser treifas is not an isser b'fe'atzim, but it is gufa chisar in shechita. But how you talking? If it's such, we're guilty of overkill, no pun intended. If it's such a terrible shechita, how is it Mitarim de Nevela? Oh, Zam from there. You see from here that the standards necessary to be called a Shechita are not identical for Hilchas Tumah and for Hilchas Isser. Oh, Zachti Rambam, if that's the case, the Gabi Hilchas Treifis. So then, who would deny the Gabi Shechitas Akam? It's Nitan Lehamir, the Varkas. And the proof positive for Achayim is another Ram. It's Ram and Hilchas, Machos Isseris. The Rambam tells us as a general rule in Shiurim, in order to be Chayim Malkus, you have to eat a kezayis. Let's say a person eats a half a kezayis of Orwa, a half a kezayis of Chazir. So they're not mitzvah, they're two different Isura. I'm told that I'm talking too loud. There's another recording for another event going on upstairs. I thought I'm in my own basement. I thought I'm in Rosh Hashanah for the Atzma. I'm 30 feet on the ground. And they still tell me, this lava is a tire.
It's a great shayla. Shidduchim and the Shia. Which one gets a larger volume?
That's right. Between now, between why it connects in the Rambam, Reb Chaim Luchas Treifas. Okay.
It is. Some husbands can do.
The greatest proof is the Rambam Ruchim B'chos Asura says, if you eat half a kezayis of Nevela, I'm sorry, half a kezayis of Chaz, half a kezayis of Orla, you're not going to be Chai Malchus. You ate the kezayis of Treifas. Is that two different Isur? You had half a kezayis of Chometz of Pesach, half a kezayis of Chelem. It's not going to starve together, two different Isur. Does the Rambam, but if you ate half a kezayis of Nevela and half a kezayis of Treifa, it would starve together in Chai Malchus. Why? Look, the Rambam, the treifa is the first step to nevela. What does that mean? There it is. That treifa means that it's on the way to dying. So treifas and nevelas are not two totally separate isurim. The two isurim are very much linked to one another. They can join forces. They can start to make yichayev malchus and kezayis together. Because Reb Chaim Zisayid that the isa treifa is a chisar in the shechita.
So why didn't the Gemara put it already in the beginning that we are talking about an animal that already has a problem to die, not regular animal?
What do you mean, which Gemara? About what?
But when we're talking now about the matzav of trefa, that if shchita asura umuteret, right, that will not be a regular animal. Only about animal that we know it's going to die.
Well, either we'll suspect beforehand, we think there's something wrong, or when we open it up, we'll see right away that there's a problem. So yeah, but, you know, most animals are not trefas. Real babies ain't no trefas, but every once in a while, we'll find a trefa. When we open
so,
up the animal,
so we have some information about that before.
Either we have some before, or there is a halacha, you have to check the lungs, because the lungs, there's a significant...
Right, but that's already after the shechita already.
Right. I mean, most of the time, if we don't have any information to the contrary, we're just going to shech the animal and assume everything's okay. But if once in a blue moon we'll have a problem beforehand, then we have... That's exactly right, 100%. So we'll just roll the clock ahead, roll the world ahead a little bit. From Reb Chaim, I don't know the exact dates of this one, Reb Chaim's bar mitzvah. So you're talking... Reb Chaim was nifter in 1917. Reb Chaim died in the middle of World War I. That's where he was buried in Warsaw. Reb Chaim didn't really live, he ended up in Warsaw, but he wasn't really known for living in Warsaw. But there was so much upheavals during World War One. So you go to Reb Chaim's kever, still out of the MSS in Warsaw. It's the same basic process as the Nitziv. It's in the same place as the Nitziv. So Reb Chaim was nifter in 1917. So he was born, I don't remember exactly, sometime in the middle of the mid 1800s or so. So if you move the clock ahead a couple of years, so there's a letter that appears in the Brisker Rubsek, which wrote was the Chaim's younger son. Chaim's oldest son was Moshe Soloveitchik, was the Rav's father, and the younger son was the Brisker Rub, was Rebbe Soloveitchik. So in the back of the Brisker Rub's Kedushim and the Rambam, there's a series of different letters that different people wrote him, different people, you know, weren't letters about, you know, how's the weather in Brich. They're letters of aloneness and learning or heavy duty shtickle teres. So there's a letter there from somebody that asked the Brisker Rav the following shayla. That they asked the Brisker Rav that they heard in the name of Reb Chaim this yesod that the issa trefa is a chisor in shchita, and they knew the Reb Chaim had brought a raya from Rambam, but they couldn't remember which Rambam it was. So the Brisker Rav responded, the Rambam was the Rambam Chazav Satum, the Rambam that we showed, the comparison of the Rambam in Shechita's Trefa and Shechita's Akam. Then the Brisker Rav went on to elaborate a little bit upon his father's Yisod, but that was the response. That was the basic gist of the question. Vishtekas and Rambam, where did Reb Chaim? They knew Reb Chaim had the Shechita Torah, but they didn't know the source of Reb Chaim Shechita Torah, and the response was, it's the Rambam and Chazav Satum. So the tradition has it that that particular letter, some of the letters in the back of the Brisker Rav Seifa, it's written in the letter who wrote the letter, and some of them are anonymous. You can't tell who wrote the letter. So the tradition in the family is that particular letter was sent by the Rav, that the Rav sent this question to his uncle, to the Brisker Rav. Moshe Soloveitchik was the older brother. So the Rav had correspondence together with the Brisker Rav. So he sent the Brisker Rav this shayla. He said he wanted to know where exactly, what was the source of this word from the grandfather, from Zayde, from Chaim's Shtekel Torah. So if you look at the date, we don't have the person who the letter was written to, but we do have the date on that letter. I made a cheshbon. I think that the Rav was 11 years old or so when he sent that letter to his uncle. So this seemed to be, the Soloveitchik seemed to have been early, this seemed to have been a very hot topic for the 10, 11, 12, and 13-year-olds of the Soloveitchik home as to what exactly the nation, the din of Shechita's Torah was all about. Anyway, this was all just the shrive of the end of last year, but this impacts us on Echaz Brachas. Well, based on this, we can understand
when Soloveitchik was 11 years old, it was 1916. So his grandfather would have still been alive.
Oh, it could be. Rob was born 1905. Oh, okay. Yeah. It could be. You have to check the dates. I may be off a couple of years on the day. The Rob was not 45 when he sent the show. That's for sure. No, yeah. So I don't remember exactly. He was a very, very young teenager. It could be even before my mitzvah. I don't remember. Anyway, so why are we talking about all this? Because it impacts on the Ramah vis-a-vis brachas. Because the Ramah writes that you can't make a bracha on something that you even suspect is a shechitas trefa. If it's a bad shechitas trefa, for sure you can't make a bracha. Even a suffix shechitas trefa, you're not allowed to make a bracha on it. And we were wondering, why not? And they were talking about Rishonim and said, you can. Rashi says, the fairy, you can make a bracha. According to the Tshuva from Rashi, you can make a bracha on shechitas trefa. You know it's a trefa, you can still make a bracha on it. So the answer is, based on this Reb Chaim, it makes a lot of sense that it's not really shechita. that it's not a shechita b'shlemusa. That kana was to make a bracha on a shechita. It doesn't mishkan shechita. If it would have just been a nisim and a chutz, then it would have been conceivable to make a bracha on this. But since it's a chisar in the shechita, that explains why it's not shach to make a bracha. That was the shirayim for last week. So now let's get back to where we left off in terms of the brachas annual. Because we're still trying to understand how Gemara Masechet Sukkah. The Gemara says that kol mitzvos v'barach lim ovel asiyasa. The Gemara was talking specifically about the bracha on Hallel. Hopefully, as the sugya develops more and more, we're going to get to lulav. That's going to become a major, major issue in terms of kol mitzvos v'barach lim ovel asiyasa. We'll talk hopefully about that in shiurim to come. But right now, we're still trying to get the basic klalim. So the basic klal is kol mitzvos v'barach lim ovel asiyasa, and there are very, very, very few exceptions to that rule. Actually, in the Gemara itself, there's only one exception. Hey, somebody shut him add on one or two other exceptions, but in the Gemara itself, there's only one exception. The one exception was Tevila. And what made Tevila the exception? So the Gemara used a very, very vague phrase, Yakati Gavilo Chazi, because the person who is going to make the bracha can't make the bracha yet. He's not fit to make the bracha yet. He's low royal to make the bracha. So what does that mean? So if you have a Gemara in Pesachim, so let's just take a look back at that Gemara, because that was the source of this idea. The Gemara said end of Zayin and Mudeis in Pesachim. The Gemara says, the first one is Bishlam. It's about two-thirds of the down of the way down. Bishlam at Tevila, the Kategav Elochazi. So I understand why you can't make a bracha on Tevila the Mikvah before you go into the Mikvah, because the person is not royal Kach to make the bracha. What makes him not royal lekach? What's so gefilik about that? Why can't he make the bracha before?
Yeah.
Last week, because it's tefillas ger, he mentioned he's not Jewish. But it's tefillas ger, he's not Jewish. How's he going to say a shekir sham and tzotzot? That's a Tosfos calls for Rabbeinu Chananel. But the truth is that is not the only pshat in the Gemara. There is another pshat in Rishon in the Gemara, and the other pshat actually happens to be Shittas Rashi. Let's go back to that Gemara, because this is the pivotal Gemara about brachas and mitzvahs before and after. But let's take a look and see what Rashi says. So Rashi, the Dibur Masa, the Kate Gavel Ochazi, it's just about halfway down the page, and the Rashi is the first one, what is the Fnehem? The Rashi is searching high and low for, give me a case where a person can't make a bracha. He's not Roy Lekach to make a bracha. So even though we've been presenting for the last week and a half, oh, it's Tefillas Ger, Tefillas Ger, Tefillas Ger, Rashi, Lechora found that very, very strange to say that Pshat the Gemara, because that is not the first thing that comes to mind when you think about a bracha on tevila. I mean, between you and me, how often does tevilas ger happen? Aren't there much, much more often tevilas? And if Chazal make a statement, chutz min tevila, to say that the Gemara is talking about the once every 30 years as a ger, very unlikely. So clearly Rashi understood the Gemara is talking about the daily tevilas, the normal tevilas that speak to every Jew. But tevilas speak to everybody. Who's toivling all the time? What's that all about? Rashi fills you in. The Kati Gavlo Chazi, no Tvilas Balikari. Says Rashi, we're talking about a Balikari. We're talking about a man who became Tami, who had Riyashik Mazera. The Kaimel and Bibrochas, the Gemara Brochas that says, she also the Divritari of Bibrocha. He's not allowed to learn. He's not allowed to say Divritari, not allowed to say Brochas, not allowed to daven. Hosban is a Balikari until he goes to the Mikvah. The Ezra Tikkun Tvila Balikari. Because Ezra was misaking that about Kari has to go to the mikvah before he involved himself in the Varmish B'Kedusha. Now, we can begin to understand exactly what the Gemara here means. Gavra Lochazi. Before he went to the mikvah, he wasn't allowed to make a bracha because he's not allowed to make brachas. So for him, there's no choice. You have to wait until he comes out of the mikvah in order to enable him to make the bracha. Let's vila.
So Rebbe, Rebbe said Ezra Hayimotakein. So that's the chachila. That would mean b'di'eved, if he made the bracha, it would be a kiyum. If it's
no. Ezra was misakin. He's not allowed. Forget about this bracha. He's not allowed to make any brachas. He's not allowed to learn. Not allowed to daven. I'll say kriyishma about Kerry, according to Takonis Ezra. I didn't say we follow this today, but according to Takonis Ezra, about Kerry, he's not allowed to say any dvarim shebu kedusha. So that's exactly what the Gemara means when it said yakati gavra lo chazi, that the person is not fit. He's not shaykh. He can't make the bracha. So therefore, he's forced to recite the bracha afterwards. This is in contrast to, let's say, the Moshe B'Zman Shabbos Mikdash HaYakayim. A person wants to eat kachim, or he wants to eat trum, or he wants to eat meisah sheni, what's going to be some mikdash? He also has to go to the mikveh. Let's say if I know for a fact I touched the dead animal, I touched the sheretz, I have to go to the mikveh. So Asher Kishon Mitzvah says, "Tvarala Tvila." So Rashi seems to be saying there's no reason to make that bracha afterwards. Someone who touched a dead mouse is allowed to make brachas. You touch a dead animal, you're allowed to make brachas. The only tumah that's not allowed to make brachas is tumah's carry. It's not even a din deraisa. It's a tachanas acham al tachanas ezra. The Rashi is learning that the four words in the Gemara, the kati gavra l'chazi, are talking specifically about tevilas balkari. Not that the araisa dik tevilas carry. There is a din deraisa tevilas balkari. Let's say balkari wants to eat karbanas, wants to go to base of mikdash. He has to go to mikdash for the araisa. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the din derabbanon of tumas keri, of tefillas bar keri, instituted by Ezra, which, because meikar agat gavra lochazi. So then Rashi goes and makes a big jump. Rashi says, umishuma yi tefillah tikun b'chol ha-tefillas b'chas l'basar. Rashi says that since they instituted for tefillas keri, you have to make the bracha afterwards because you have no choice. They wanted brachas to be uniform, and therefore any and every tefillah that takes place, even those tefillahs for that reason, doesn't apply. It's a mashal tefillahs nida. Is there any real reason why a woman can't make the bracha before she goes into the mikveh? No. Why? Mechadaisa. A nida is allowed to make brachas. A guy is going to be tayver from tumas nevela to eat truma. Is there any reason why he can't make a bracha before? No. He's right the kach to make brachas. So Rashi's bothered. The lush of the Gemara here is that the bracha tefillah is always afterwards. So it doesn't sound for the Gemara only the tefillah carry. The Gemara wanted to say that only tefillah carry is the bracha is afterwards. The Gemara should have said chutz mi tefillas Ezra, chutz mi tefillas Bakari. So the fact that the Gemara says in one fell swoop chutz min tefillah, it sounds like it applies to all tefillahs, but Rashi's bothered. But how can it apply to all tefillahs? It doesn't make any sense. The reason doesn't apply. So Rashi says, you're right, the reason doesn't apply. But Mishumai Tvila Tikim Chola Tvilas, because of Tumas Kari as a little plural, they instituted by all the brachas, by all the brachas of Tvila as well. That is how Rashi's Lenim Shani. So we have now major machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Hananel. Let's touch the Gemara. What Tvila is the Gemara talking about? The Katigar Velochazi. According to Rashi, it's Tumas Kari because of Takonis Ezra. According to Tyson, and Rabbeinu Hananel, it's Tfilas Ger because he's not Jewish. That's a radically different shot. So what's problematic with Rashi's Pshat? Why did Tyson, why did they veer away from Rashi's Pshat? So Tyson explained it. So let's take a look at the Tyson on the bottom of Zayim Rebbeis Himsachim. Tyson says, Allah Tvila, I'm Rabbeinu Hananel, B'Shem Agoin, Davka B'Tfilas Ger, B'Chazikam Tvila, L'Vas Amem B'Tzivan, Kadim Nachriu, B'Shar Chavi Tvila, K'Gon Bal Keri B'Chayotebo, says Tosfos, I'm going to prove to you that Rashi is not right. Listen to Tosfos Raya, that Rashi is not right. Mutu levarach. A balkari is allowed to make a bracha. And the Mishnah says, Beferish, that he can't make a bracha. The Mishnah says, a balkari can't daven, can't bench, can't make brachas, can't say kriyash, but can't learn. Who's Tosfos? What's Tosfos saying? What do you mean Tosfos says, it's mutu levarach? Where did they get that from? As explains to Kedaminu Breg Mishameso, Nog Almo Ketlosi Sabe Kerevihu Valkari, She Yachol Espal Lavarach Bluma Kedem Tvila. Says Tosfos, yes, it's true. Ezra made a takona that a Valkari is not allowed to do all the above. But the Gemara says, Befevish in Brachas of Chavez, that in the later generations, they didn't follow takona Ezra. And they followed the Tana Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, was of the opinion that you don't have to follow the Takanas Ezra anymore. The Rabbi Meseya was in effect nullified, he abolished, he canceled, he revoked the Takanas Ezra. The Gemara says that there were three cases where the Olam was known with the Tlosses Sabek, three older men, three great Tanoim, three older Zakenim, and three different areas of Halacha, which were Chedushim, and one of them was this Takanas Ezra story. And one of them in Hagi Yisrael became that we don't follow the Takanas Ezra anymore. We follow the Rabbi Meseya, who says the Takanas Ezra isn't binding anymore. Adka. So Tosfos says, Abazoi, that we hold that the Takanas Ezra isn't binding anymore. You're allowed to make brachas. How can the Gemara say, that's Tosfos' cash. So, one second. Let's see if we can make the cheshbon over here. The Gemara makes a statement that there is a tefillah out there to be determined, to be identified. I don't know which one it is yet. There is a tefillah out there, yakat degavri lochaz, that there's a kind of a person who goes to the mikvah who cannot possibly recite the bracha before. So such an individual exists. We don't have not yet identified who it is. Rashi suggests, talking about the person who's toifling for tefillah Ezra, that's not a bad example, because he's toifling. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah tefillah. It's a mitzvah tefillah. So he has to make the tefillah. He has to make a bracha. He can't make the bracha beforehand. So you make the bracha afterwards. What's wrong? So comes Tosfos and he has to kash and Rashi. No, what do you mean? He can make the bracha because he's right. He has to make a bracha because we paskid to cut his Ezra's bottle. It's a pelletic of Tosfos. What's the posh of the answer according to Rashi? The Gemara is talking about that there are Mishnayos and Sunyas letting here for the third Becker Brachas. It's talking about pre-Tachas. So the Gemara here is discussing if you live in a time when Tachas Ezra exists and you're going to make a bracha on it, so then by golly, you can't make the bracha before, you have to make the bracha afterwards. So that's what the Gemara means. They cut the gap in the chazi. So Tosfos is telling you, by the way, the Chazon says it doesn't apply anymore. What's that doing anything? The Chazon says it doesn't apply today. We know that's true. The Chazon says it was this bathwa. But the Gemara is talking about in a world pre Chazon says. So the Chazon is a Pella this Tosfos. Pella also Tosfos cash against Rashi. But the Tosfos is even more problematic. Something even more problematic about this Tosfos. If I say, Tosfos is shepherding Rashi and saying, no, the Gemara can't be talking about the Kodesh Ezra because the Kodesh Ezra, it's okay to make the bracha afterward. I'm sorry, it's okay to make the bracha before because the Isser doesn't apply anymore. What's my kasher, may I say? If the Gemara is talking about after Nisbatla the Kodesh Ezra, then the reason why the Gemara can't be talking about Tefillah Ezra is because you don't make a bracha to Ezra anymore because it doesn't exist. Tosfos asks such a watered-down cash. Tosfos says that the Gemara can't be talking about the Kodesh Ezra because the Gemara must be talking about post-Bittul Takana, and post-Bittul Takana, there's nothing wrong with making the bracha before. Nothing wrong with making the bracha before. It's a bracha of Atala to make it either before or after. If the Kodesh Ezra is Betela, then there's no bracha. There's no mitzvah. The Sheikh Yisham says, oh, tefillah, who are tefillah? We're tefillah. There is no tefillah. There is no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to be titled as Banas after Tekanah. Tekanah says it's bottle, so I don't have a Marashach. If Tekanah said, chronologically, when's this Gemara written? This Braisa, the Gemara is commenting on a Braisa. Braisa says Chutz Min HaTefillah. So I'm going to be Rav Chutz Min HaTefillah. So I just want to know chronologically. Is this Braisa talking in the days when Tekanah says it wasn't full force or when it's not a full force? So Rashi clearly is learning it's at a time when it wasn't full force. Shishkach makes a lot of sense. Therefore, you make the Bracha, you can't make it before. You make it afterwards, but the Rashi, everything's perfect. According to Tosfos, no, the Braisa is talking about post-Bittul Takana, and therefore there's a nuance of a problem. The Braisa is talking about post-Bittul Takana, how could the Braisa say, Kata Gavra Lochazi, he's right the Kach to make the Bracha? No, if it's post-Takana Ezra, he can't make the Bracha anyway. It's a Bracha of a Torah. According to Tosfos, peel my ploy. L'chur, you see a tremendous chiddush from Tosfos. Tremendous, tremendous chiddush. When we say that Takanas Ezra is betela, what that means is as follows. You don't have to fulfill it. And therefore, if you want to learn without going to the mikvah, that's okay. You want to daven without going to the mikvah, you want to make a bracha to Kishma, you're allowed to do that. But if you choose to go to the mikvah today, tough shit pay off. 2,000 years, you have to be a Messiah. If you choose to go to the mikvah, the kayim, quote unquote, the Kodesh Ezra, that's called a mitzvah. It's called a kiyum mitzvah. You're being the kayim, the mitzvah, the rabban of the tefillah, the Kodesh Ezra. And you can make a bracha for that. And when should you make the bracha on that? Make it before. Why make it after? There's no need. There's nothing forcing you to make it afterwards. The iser of the Kodesh Ezra was betela, but the mitzvah of the Kodesh Ezra was never betela. We usually think that there are really two parts of the Kodesh Ezra. There's the Isser of Limud HaTorah before, and then there's a mitzvah to be Taiva. So when the Gemara did away with the Kodesh Ezra, we thought what that means is both parts are gone. There's Nish Mitzvah, an Ishiser. The whole thing does, it's Kaman Deleitz. It's like pre-Ezra's days. Host Rabbi Ram Seir is like pre-Ezra's days. There was no mitzvah, no kiyum, no issa gornish, dvar mitzvah. To go to mitzvah, b'zman zeh, mam shvar mitzvah. But Taisa is not learning that way. Taisa is learning that, yes, the Isser is gone. True. But Taisa says you can learn, you can write Taisa, you can not be, you say Kriyash Padash, Renesvet, whatever you want. But if you want to know push comes to shove, if you choose to go to the mikvah, it's not a waste of time. It's a mitzvah. And you can even make a bracha on it. And guess what? You can make a bracha before you go into the mikvah because b'zman hazeh, gavra is chazi. There's no Isser. A chiddush b'alos from Taisa. Tremendous mitzvah. This Taisus is not accepted in Halacha. Nobody today would say make a bracha to go to Zezra. There are many people who are mocked, but the Rishonim write is a nice thing to do. It's supposed to, the Rambam writes about himself. He used to try to be mocked, but always at the go to Zezra. He'd always go to the big for all the time. But
do you have to say that it's a choice? Can't you say both? Can't you say that we don't follow the Takana, but you still have to go to the mikvah? We have to say that it's a choice, one or the other?
We don't find that you have to go. The Gemara says, but Lula Takana says, just like I said, no one's right to the mikvah. If you go, then you can make a bracha. So we don't follow this taisus at all. There's almost a zecher of this taisus, a semblance, a little bit of a mashu left of this taisus that appears in a rush in Maseches Yuma. There's a Gemara Yuma here. We can find this. So we can find the. Find this rush. If you take a look at the Rosh, it's in the 8th paragraph of Yuma. It's in Simon Chav Dalad. It's in Simon Chav Dalad. It starts with, the first one is Adam. The Amr of Sadia, the middle of the line. Simon Chav Dalad, first one line is Adam. The Amr of Sadia, Baliyasa v'litvol, a person goes to the mikvah in Erev Yom Kippur. It says, Rav Sadia Gaon, when you come up for the mikvah, b'varach ala tevila, you recite the bracha, asher kiddushah mitzvah tzvara ala tevila when you come out of the mikvah. It says, v'ein devar v'nirim. Says the Rosh. He doesn't know why should that be. Why should make a bracha? V'ein devar v'nirim. Shlo batzinu be'ashas remez the tevila zu. Says the Rosh, there is no source in Shas but the minute the custom of going to the mikvah in Erev Kippur. It's not instituted by the Nevi'im. It doesn't have it's not a Minig Nevi'im. The Rosh is making reference to Gemara in the end of Masechet Sukkah about Hoshana Rabbah. The Gemara quotes Machloikis, that which we bang a Rav is on Hoshana Rabbah. The Gemara says that's an old practice. It goes back to the days of the Nevi'im, but it's not clear, was it a Takonis on Nevi'im as a real form of mitzvah derabbanan that was instituted in the days of Chagiz Chaimalachi? Or was it just a minigun of him? So we have to do it. You have to keep mitzvahs, you have to keep minhagim. But there are differences in Allah between minhagim and mitzvahs. And the Gemara says the difference is you make a bracha. So the Gemara says that we paskin that the baggy of the Arabs is just a minig the alma, and therefore there's no bracha. So comes the Rosh and yes, gets of Sajagon, Madoch, the banging of Arabs, which appears in the Gemara, it's a Beferishi Gemara. And the Gemara tells us historically it was a minigun of him, and there's still no bracha. So going to the mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur, which doesn't have any source in Shas, no source in Chazal explicitly for, we're not questioning doing it, says the Rosh, but Mehichatesh, you can make a bracha. The Rosh is not sure Erev Haigon was, what Rav Sadia Gaon was writing at. Why make a bracha? Then the Rosh continues and says, maybe have a cha, interesting idea, why Rav Sadia Gaon said to make a bracha? Maybe it's based on Rabbi Yitzchak's statement. Rabbi Yitzchak said that a person has to be mitar themselves before Yom Tif. Well, learns that from Sukkim that there's a special mitzvah to be mitar yourself before Yom Tif. So maybe regel doesn't mean only Rosh Hashanah, maybe it means Yom Kippur also. So maybe your side go in hell when you go to the mikvah pace kishlos make bracha. So says the Russian, I can't believe that's true. I know the tar atzim we call tumos, or tumos tumos mace, puzzle of shlish yushvi. You're in the aim of the tyrus. So he says that. He says, we don't have taros bismanazah. We don't have eifa paraduma bismanazah. In the olden days, bismanazah was mikvah shakayim. There was a mitzvah of taros baberegel. But that's only if you're going to become tor. Today, you're going to mikvah 100 times. You're still not going to be tor because you're still going to be tummy tumas base. Tumas base only is removed with eifa paraduma. So the effort of the rush is over too. He says, I'm trying to figure out why in the world did your side you go and say to make a bracha. Based on who? Based on what? So he said, tell me there's a minute to go to the mikvah and Yom Kippur. He says, it's only a minute biyama. We don't make brachas in minhagim. That means based on chayvan v'taratz v'beregel. He said, it doesn't apply. It doesn't apply because we're not going to become Torah anyway. Parenthetically, the Rambam writes that the mitzvah, the taratz v'beregel, doesn't apply b'zman hazeh, not for the Rosh's reason. Rambam says, it doesn't apply because we're on the base of mikdash and we're not going to lila regel anyway. The whole purpose of taratz v'beregel was to go on lila regel, to eat karbonis. If you're not going anyway, so then there's no mitzvah. For today, an Erev Yom. Something about meaning to Erev Yom, but the Mikra did it, it's not necessary. And so the Rosh is over to him. He says, what are you making a bracha for? If it's a minute, you don't make a bracha. But it's a din, it's not true. There is no din as man is there. Then the Rosh is over three. But Idna Ainlanataras, the cave and she ain't balakari and Tovim Kavashana Kula. So he says, maybe your side you go meant Alts Balkari. Maybe that's the reason why, says the Rosh. Manishtan Erev Yom Kippur. I mean, there's no such chiv. You want to go to the mikvah on a regular Tuesday also because of day. You want to go to Yom Kippur gig because of day, but there's no chiyuv. In the varach aleh, so there's no place to make me a bracha on the tefillah of Yom Kippur. So what are we doing it for? El shinoa go oyla mitaratz and mikar the tefillah Yom Kippur. That meaning Yisrael to be mitar ourselves from tumas kari lechvay the tefillah for Yom Kippur. The samcha medrash tamchum of asher leschanav Yom Kippurim shem mekim kemalachi asharos. Medrash of the lashon. The Kleisol are clean, they're purified, they're pure like the Malachi Asharis. It's not even Diraisa, not even Dirabona, not even a minute from the days of the Gemara. It's not a minute Yisrael, beautiful, wonderful, wonderful, beautiful Yisrael, not the end of the world. Not kind of very much. So you see that the Rosh entertained possibility number three, that maybe, where Sadiqon is driving out, is that it's part of Tekonis Ezra, and the Rosh immediately dispelled that notion because he said, we don't follow Tekonis Ezra, this man is that. This Rosh is in clear contrast to the Tosfos. Tosfos said in our sugya that even though we don't really follow the Gemara says, but if you do it, it's a mitzvah, you make a bracha. The Rosh is saying, no, you can't. It's a bracha lebatol. But that parenthetically, what is Pshat Rashadigo? If the Rosh is 0 for 3, so what is the Biyar Adovin Rashadigo? So the later Acharonim say a fascinating suggestion in Rashadigo. May Rashadigo means as follows. That the Gemara says in Brachas of Chabez that the days of Rishon Viseira, they're Mevatel Tekonis Ezra, which is really a startling concept because Tosfos already on the spot says, what do you mean Mevatel Tekonis Ezra? In Bezin, Yochel Mevatel to be Bezin Chaveirin, and can go to Chokhov and Binyan. A later Bezin cannot uproot a Din Durabon of a previous Bezin unless they're greater in Chokhov and Binyan. They have to be greater to Mechachamim, they have to have more Tamidim, more people who accepted the Gezeira. So as great as Rishon Viseira was, he wasn't Ezra. What koyach, what authority did you know, Ezra have to negate, just simply revoke the corner of Ezra? So Tais explained this based on the following. The Gemara says in the Sefer Megillah Medizara that if you have a gzeira, a takwana, shlo poshta b'rev Yisrael, was never really accepted by the Jewish people altogether. Based in, when they make a gzeira, is supposed to assess what the people can live up to it. If the people can't live up to it, then don't make the gzeira in the first place. So, comes the Gemara and says, every once in a while, Beis Din thought the people would be able to accept it. It turns out they can't. They move. They push. They can't do it. They can't keep it. And the Gezeira has to be this possible. Then you have to revoke it. The Tais explains that whenever you have a Gezeira shlo posh to Berav Yisrael, it was never really ratified. It was never really accepted by Klal Yisrael. Then the Gezeira becomes Bosh Lovavutim. The Gezeira has to be canceled. Tais says, the Kana says, it never really caught on. With all the Mishnais and all the Sugis and half the third Bechel Brach, the Mice, and most of the people weren't keeping it. Therefore, the days of Rishon Viseira, they just realized the reality was that no one's doing it anyway, and therefore they're mevatel from the Tekonis. So come a group of Acharonim and say that whenever you have a Din D'Rabbanan that was instituted, and then it was found that it was being lived up to, So in the later Beis Din has the authority to be involved in the previous Beis Din, even though they're not as great of Chacham Minyan, what they can do is as follows. What if Klal Yisrael partially accepted the Din Derabbanan? They're not quite living up to the highest standards, but they're doing a half-baked job. They're doing it a little bit. Sometimes, certain circumstances, they're accepting it. You can have a accepting the Takana L'chatzoyin and a bit of L'chatzoyin, come the Chavarim and say. Since everything depends upon what the Kabbalah Set Tzibur was, Dinim D'Rabbanan cannot exist in a vacuum. They have to be ratified. They have to be accepted. The Tzibur has ultimately a veto power against Dinim D'Rabbanan. So if the Tzibur accepts it partially and vetoes partially, that's the way it is. And then the part that the Tzibur ratified is accepted. The part that they are not willing to accept is this batla. So come and go and say, when it came to the realization, we remember saying that the people were not living up to the Tekona Zezra. It's not 100% true. They weren't always not living up to the Tekona Zezra. You know when they weren't living up to the Tekona Zezra? 353 days a year. Most of the year was just too hard. There was one day when Klal Yisrael went the extra mile, and for day, they always went to the mikvah, they always retired themselves. You know what it was? Erev Yom Kippur. Because one day a year, we could do that Ezra would have wanted, would have expected us to be. One day a year, we can raise the bar a little bit. Come Achrenim and say, when they were Mevata to Kodesh Ezra, they left it intact for one day a year. And therefore, when you go to the mikveh Erev Yom Kippur, you're not going out to Minig, out to Medrash, out to Tara. No. You know where you're going to the mikveh? Out to Takonas Ezra. It's Takonas Ezra in full force. Takonas Ezra is Nei L'chol Dover K'mo B'shan K'tikunam one day. When you go to the mikveh Erev Yom Kippur, you're going to have to make a bracha. So this shita that Taisus had this chudish tikavort, that when you go to the mikvah on a regular Tuesday, you can still make a bracha, even though the Tekona says it was bottle, but it's not totally bottle. It's only bottle vis-a-vis sum, not bottle gabi mitzvahs. That, Allah adas, no one else met Taisus that far. Where Saad Yagon came, one baby stepped on Taisus. Saad Yagon said, the rest of the year would be mamash bracha matal. When Erev Yom Kippur, it would be a real din, the Tekona says it was still b'shleibus. Is there anybody else who buys into this Rav Saadia Gaon? So there is a machlekes rishonim about the following. Gemara says in the end of Maseches Yuma that kol chayvei tefilas tov kedarkei b'yom kippurim. That if a person is chayiv to go to the mikvah, he goes to the mikvah in Yom Kippur. Tell Moshe Kangol. Kangol went five times, not once. He went five times in Yom Kippur. I ain't allowed to bathe in Yom Kippur. So the answer is that's not bathing. That's called chayvei tefilah. So chayvei tefilas tov kedarkei b'yom kippurim. You have to go to the mikvah. You're allowed to go even in Yom Kippur. That's not called the tefilah shel tainug. That's called the rechitza shel mitzvah. Not a rechitza shel tainug. So it's in that Gemara that Tosfos makes the observation of every end of the Maseches Yuma. Tosfos makes the observation that although medina de Gemara, a woman can go to the mikvah tefilas nida on Yom Kippur night. Why not? Chayvei tefilas tov kedarkei b'yom kippurim. Tosfos says b'zman hazeh you can't. Why? Because there's no purpose to that tefillah b'zman hazeh. In the olden days, when we were still observing Tumah V'Tahara, so it was critical to get the women to the mikvah as fast as possible, because otherwise she'll touch the truth, she'll touch the shame, she'll touch the tyrus, so we don't want to be metame things in the house. But therefore, if a leil tefillah is the night of Yom Kippur, it's a tefillah, shel mitzvah, she's supposed to go. B'zman hazeh, but you don't have Tumah V'Tahara anymore. The only nafkamina ladina, the only ramifications about tefillah for women are l'hatira l'bayla. She can't be the husband anyway. On Yom Kippur, there's an istash v'shemitah on Yom Kippur. So what's the great sayrich? What's the big unbelievable? What's the pressing emergency to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur night? So therefore, for us, it's not called chayvei tefilas anymore. It's not necessary to go. Chayvei tefilas means when there's a chiv gomer to go, then you go even on Yom Kippur. If there's no chiv to go, then it's also. That's why our practice is the mikvah is closed Yom Kippur night. Nobody goes. Even if a leil tefilah is Yom Kippur night, she waits till the next day. So it's in this spirit that the Rishonim write that even though the Gemara says that if a man becomes a Balkari on Yom Kippur, the Gemara says, Befeirush, if you become a Balkari on Yom Kippur, you're allowed to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. Why? Because it's chayvei tefilas, tamim kedarkei and b'yom kippurim, because otherwise you can't daven. The guy's going to wake up Yom Kippur morning, he realizes he just came to him, he can't go up to shul, he can't daven. So that in the tzarech tefilah golem is there. So this man of Gemara, chayvei tefilas, Balkari is tefil kedarkei b'yom kippurim. Rishonim right, if a man would become Balkari and Kippur night, he wakes up in the morning, he realizes he went to the mikvah yesterday, and then he realized that he became Tommy in the middle of the night. So you can't go to the mikvah because it's not such a tzarech. What's the tzarech? Let him daven betumah. He davens 353 other days a year betumah. So let him daven Yom Kippur betumah also. What's the big deal? If you lived in the old days of Takanas Ezra, then you really were in a pickle. Then you have to go to the mikvah even in Egypt. But as bad as that, a man going for Tfilas Ezra is like a woman going for Tfilas Mida. There's no tzarech. There's nothing compelling you to go. That's a lipaskin shulchan. There's one day in Rishayim, the Reb Barzilloni, they quote, he's from Barcelona, it's like Reb Barzilloni, who said, no, that if a man becomes Tomei, became Tomei to Maskeri on Yom Kippur night, he should, before he goes to shul in the morning, before he daven Shabbos, he should go to the mikvah again. Why? It's Chai B'Tvilas Tomei Kedaka Yom Kippur. He's Mechuyev to go to the mikvah. What's for Mechuyev? The Chanesh was a bottle. The same guy didn't go to the mikvah for the last 11 and a half months. Why is he going to the mikvah for Yom Kippur of all days? So the answer is like this that once Chazal sized up that the Tzibur was never really careless about the Tekanas Ezra on Yom Kippur. So the Tzibur was keeping up the Tekanas Ezra on Yom Kippur. So now the Tefillas Ezra is a din on Yom Kippur, and therefore there's an Isser on Yom Kippur daven betumah. That's what the Rebbe Barzilloni said. You're not allowed to, since you're not allowed to daven betumah. That's labeled in Allah like the good old days of Chayim. So what Rav Sadegon said vis-a-vis the bracha on Yom Kippur is what the Rebbe Barzilloni said vis-a-vis going back to the mikvah on Yom Kippur morning. La halacha, we don't accept either of these two things. We bask in Shulchan Aruch that you don't go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur even if you came to Tomei, because we're not so worried about this. There is no real issa to daven betumah. And therefore, the Shita Seinu, you do not let you make a bracha on Yom Kippur for going to the mikvah, because there's no great tzarech, there's no great mitzvah, there's nothing to be gained. So Acharei Kiklis Hakol, it's a nice Shulchan Torah, but we don't really pass in Lamaisa like it. Therefore, for our purposes, we never, ever, ever, Bizman, as they have a bracha on Tfilas Ezra. Not like Tosfos, Zichah, not like Tosfos, and not even like Rav Sadia go. So for us, Tfilas Ezra pretty much doesn't really exist. Getting back to Ruchas Bracha's part of the story, so we have a Machlekes and Rishayim. What is the case that the Gemara is talking about, the fellow who cannot make the bracha before, who he's delegated to make the bracha afterwards? Who is this person, this mysterious person who's a katagavir l'chazi? So according to Rashi, he's the guy who's going to the mikvah bizman hazeh for Tekanas Ezra, and according to Tais, that's inconceivable, and therefore it must be like the Melech Lal, the name of the Goyim, it's talking about the tefillah's care. But whoever you identify this person to be, this Mr. Gavra, Akat the Gavra L'Chazi, we have now a first further question. Bein Levi Rashi, Bein Levi Rashi, we have to ask a further question. Once we've identified there's one fellow out there who that svar applies to, but it doesn't apply to everybody else, it for sure doesn't apply to a woman. A woman goes to the mikvah bizman hazeh, there is no reason for her not to make the bracha before. And need does a lot to make brachas, she's Jewish, there's zero reason compelling her to make the bracha afterwards. But now we have raised a whole new question in Agamara, a whole new question in Asuya. When the Gemara identifies one person who can't make the bracha before, does that carry over to all chayv tefillos also? It's one for all for one. It means we try to keep uniform in Yuchas brachas. So Rashi said, remember the Rashi read together in Pesachim. Rashi says that tefillos bal keri can't make the bracha before, and therefore who did b'chol tefillos? Therefore, any and every person who goes to the mikvah at all times in history, because of that one guy of tefillos Ezra, was Gavir L'Chazi, nobody's allowed to make the bracha before him now. That's Rashi Shita. And Rabbi Chananel didn't say that. Taz didn't say that. Rabbi Chananel said that if you're a ger, then you don't make the bracha before. But if you're not a ger, so why not? So make the bracha before. Lama lo. Kol mitzvah suvacha l'mavala siyosa. So go back for a moment. Back to that Taz of Sochem, where we left off in the day of the days. The Taz said, let's go back to the beginning of Taisus again. Omer Rabbein Chanan, B'Shem Agoyin, Davka B'Tfilas Ger, D'lo Chazik Karam Tfil, B'Mas Kamem Tzivon, D'Gad L'Gad 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 Then, let's skip down a little bit. Afa B'Chein Emeri. First one, one is Tevila. Afa B'Chein Emeri, the Ein Ligor B'Noshim, Shem Mevarchas Acher HaTevila, Kame the Ike Tevilas Ger, D'lo Mas Levarch Lo Chilku. It says, Taisus, that in the name of the Re, don't get angry, don't scream at the women if they make the bracha after they go to the mikvah. Obviously, the Rebbe was aware of the fact this was a fairly common practice. It says the Rebbe, it doesn't really make any sense. Why are the women making brachas ala tevila after they come out of the water? Why did they make it beforehand? What does that have to do with that Gemara? Kati gavu l'chazi, they can make brachas before. Obviously, the women must have been following, in effect, Rashi's pshat. Now, whether or not we think Rashi's pshat is correct in terms of identifying the right person who's a kati gavu l'chazi, or whether we think Rebbe Chananel is the correct identification of the person as being the ger, at the end of the day, it's an independent question. Should we extend this to other tefillas as a low plug? So Taisa started out by saying there's no reason to extend it. It doesn't make any sense. Hecha Taisa should extend it. Then the Rebbe says, you know what? Don't be gay ben oshim. Don't yell at the women if they're not listening to us. If they're making the bracha afterwards, Yeshem and Lisbach, they're relying on this idea of uniformity in those brachas. So how do we pass in Halacha now? What is the practice today? So the answer is, and we ask, as those who do Ashkenazim and the Sfaradim. For the Sfaradi women today, best of my knowledge, follow what the Shulchan Aruch says and make the bracha beforehand. Right before they go under the water, they make the bracha and they go under the water. But the Ashkenazi women don't do that. The Ashkenazi women follow what the Rebbe is saying, that there's a little plug in the brachas, they're making the bracha dafke after. So hopefully, Mitzvah next week, so we'll just pick up in this Nakuda, this Machlaikis Halach Lamaisa today between the Ashkenazi and the Sfaradi, which ultimately stems from this Tosfos. Got the Gavra Luchazi, and then see how this continues to spill over in terms of our fundamentals. So we're learning the general Sugya of Kol Mitzvah Yosan. So tonight we were focusing on the exceptions, but we can hopefully go back to some of the other rules and other potential exceptions to get to kind of flesh out the details of the Sugya of Kol Mitzvah Yosan.